mailman just dropped some mail in our box, Grandpa.
Oh, probably a lot of advertising and bills. Why don't you write to me, Robbie, so I can get some interesting mail?
You were right, Grandpa. Advertising, bills, bills, advertising.
It's just like I said, Robbie. Nothing interesting.
You won't believe it, Grandpa. But there's a letter here to you, Mr. Malcolm Stewart, and it looks like a personal letter.
Oh, must be a bill.
I don't think so. The return name and address is Pete Waters, RFD number 1, Chesterton.
You're joking. Pete Waters?
Pete Waters, RFD number 1, Chesterton. You know him?
Do I know Pete Waters? You bet I do. He was my roommate in college. He visited with Grandma and me in Florida about 5 years ago.
What does he say? Is he okay?
Yeah, he's fine, just fine. He's writing to invite me to spend a weekend with him at his farm. He's planning a get-together with 2 or 3 other college friends. A kind of 50-year anniversary reunion.
Sounds like fun. 50 years? Wow.
That sounds like fun to me, too, Robbie.
What kind of farm does he have?
I've never been there, Robbie. But he has chickens and cows and all. That means fresh eggs and fresh milk.
Does he have a family?
No, he doesn't, Robbie. He never married. He's not as lucky as I am to have a family and grandchildren. I'm a lucky man.
How come he never got married?
That's a good question, Robbie. A very good question. He never married because the girl he was in love with in college married someone else. As simple as that. He never got over it.
He must have loved her very much.
Yes, very much. Lillian Winters. She was in our class.
And what happened?
She was in love with Donald McGrath, the quarterback on our football team.
Football players are always popular with the ladies.
Yeah. She liked Pete, and they went to dances together. But her heart was with Donald.
Did he ever get over it?
No, he never did.
Where is she today?
I don't know. Maybe Lillian will be at the reunion.
You think so?
Pete's full of surprises.
I wish I could go there with you, Grandpa. What do you think the surprise will be?
With Pete, you never know, Robbie.
Won't it be exciting to see all your college friends there again?
It is already. I'm excited about going now. Next weekend. Sleep over Friday and Saturday night, and come back Sunday. I can't wait.
Don't you think you ought to call Pete and tell him you're coming?
You're reading my mind, Robbie.